Hello and welcome to a special edition of In My Downtown, a podcast by the Michigan Downtown Association. This is Annette Knowles. In this episode, we are featuring highlights about the upcoming summer workshop with our guest Dana Walker, MDA Executive Director, followed by Ann Gentry from the Alpena DDA. Let's listen in.
Well, hello, everyone. We're here with Dana Walker, Executive Director of the Michigan Downtown Association, and I'm so excited to talk about the summer workshop. Hi, Dana. Yeah.
Yes, the word summer is promising.
Isn't it? We've all been waiting for it, and it's almost here. Even if it's not really in the summer, we won't hold that against the MDA. So how are things going with the conference planning?
Oh, really good. We are really excited to go to Alpena. It is a member downtown that we have not been to before. And, you know, oftentimes we're not in that part of the state. So we are excited to head that way, head north and east a little bit and see that portion of the great state of Michigan, but specifically downtown Alpena.
Yeah. And we'll talk with Ann Gentry, the DDA director from Alpena after we wrap up here and find out a little bit more about opportunities for having fun in Alpena, but let's concentrate here on the conference itself. So give me the deets, Dana, the date, time, and place.
Sure. So we will start in Alpena on Thursday, June 1st. We're going to do a downtown walking tour, and Anne will lead that. Then we have a networking event later on that evening at Art in the Loft. It's a great venue, so I'm excited to see that. And then Friday, June 2nd, is really the meat and potatoes of our workshop, and the sessions begin at the county library that's right in downtown Alpena. And then they run all the way to about 3:30, 4 o'clock. And so we're really thrilled with our lineup. Our title of our workshop is Having It All, Creating and Maintaining a Well-Rounded, Strong Michigan Downtown. So anything goes, all kinds of great sessions and wonderful speakers throughout the day.
Yeah, it sounds like this is something that nearly anyone can benefit from. I'm curious, though, what are some of the, we'll call them hot topic sessions that might be of interest to folks who are attending?
Sure. Well, one of the best things, I think one of the reasons we also wanted to go to Alpena is because we wanted to do a topic on art. And Alpena has a tremendous art initiative program downtown that they're doing. So that is one of the topics is art. You got to have it in your downtown. And we're going to have Sam from downtown Plymouth and also someone you're familiar with, Annette, Christy Summers with Beckett and Reader, talk about planning for art in your downtown and how it really can be an economic driver. We also are going to talk, speaking of economics, we're going to talk about incubators within a downtown, different ways that downtown organizations can help small businesses or entrepreneurs fulfill their dream with incubator space. And then also, as far as economics is concerned, is how to create a healthy business mix within your downtown. Do you have too many service industries? Do you have not enough restaurants? What is the great mix there? And we're going to have a couple of experts in the field talk about how to plan for that and how to encourage the right downtown business mix.
Well, sounds like the conference, having it all, it's having every topic covered too, right?
Well, and then we didn't even talk about yet. Yeah, the maintenance, streetscape, downtown organizations often will do a streetscape project. And then 10 years later, they, the problem is, well, how do we maintain the trees that are now too big? Or who's paying for all of this as it grows and needs watering? So we're going to have members from Negaunee in the UP come and talk to us about their major streetscape project and also the fact that they're planning for the future, how they're going to maintain it, in the years to come. And then perhaps one of the most important things a downtown management or manager can do is relationships. And so we are going to have three people discuss the ins and outs, the nuances of relationships, and how to create positive relationships with downtown stakeholders, business owners, elected officials, board members, the whole gamut. And so that'll round out the workshop on Friday afternoon.
Okay. And remind me that building relationships with downtown stakeholders is a session that qualifies under the professional development program.
Yes, it sure does.
Okay.
Yes.
So yep. More incentive for those who are in that program to pack a bag and drive on up to Alpena. Speaking of grabbing bags and driving up to Alpena, there obviously will be some folks traveling there. What accommodations can they look to find?
We do have a block of rooms held for us at the Holiday Inn Express, which is in downtown Alpena. And registration information for our workshop and the hotel link can be found on our website, michigandowntowns.com, under the event page. And so it's a real easy process, although anyone can always call me or email me also, and my contact information is on the website. But we also, because of how life is these days, we are also not offering a virtual attendance option. So if someone is more comfortable virtually attending, we do have that option as well, and that's explained on the registration page.
Okay. That sounds really, really great. You guys, when you're planning these conferences, you cover all the check boxes. So congratulations on, again, putting together a really, really awesome slate of speakers and the location and all the amenities there. Really seemed to hit the nail on the head this time, as usual. Is there anything about the conference that you'd like to share that I haven't asked?
Well, you were talking about, you know, what you just said, and, you know, it is all, you know, it's absolutely about the sessions and the learning. But I think most of our attendees would say the top reason they go to one of our events is the networking. We are in a room full of downtown movers and shakers from across the state. We offer plenty of networking opportunities with both our sponsors and our vendors, but also the attendees. So they're really able to share ideas and say, hey, what did this work for you? What's going on? How are you handling this? And so it's a real bonding opportunity. And we find that, you know, friends or strangers walk out as friends by the end of the day. And it's not only during the workshop, but, you know, the networking event the night before, and then the continued relationships and resources that people gain from attending a workshop.
Okay. And before I transition over to Anne, I did want to call attention to all of the fantastic sponsors that get involved in MDA events. Are there any sponsors that we need to give a little bit of applause to?
Well, absolutely. We love our sponsors. The Michigan Economic Development Corporation, or MEDC, is a partner sponsor of the MDA, and they also will be speaking in Alpena about how Alpena has leveraged a lot of the MEDC programs and grants. Even though Alpena's, you know, would maybe be considered a smaller, more rural town, you certainly can still take advantage of all the great things that MEDC offers. And also, specifically for this workshop, I want to thank New Moon Visions, Beckett and Rader, and Downtown Alpena for all the great, great stuff they've done for us, specifically for this workshop.
Okay. Well, thank you, Dana, for sharing some of your time today. We really appreciate you being able to give us a preview of the conference. And gosh, I really look forward to either attending virtually or in person. I haven't decided which I'm able to do yet, but I think this is going to be a great opportunity, and hope everybody decides to attend.
Absolutely. Thank you, Annette, for your time, as always. And we look forward to seeing everyone one way or another in downtown Alpena, June 2nd.
Okay. Awesome. Thanks, Dana.
Thank you.
Well, hello, everyone. We are here today with Anne Gentry, who is the Executive Director of the Alpena DDA. How are things going, Anne?
They are good. We are, I can't believe it's the end of April already. So just looking forward to a busy summer in our downtown, and also having the MDA summer workshop here.
Yeah, we're excited to be there. It's always nice to visit our friends up north once a year and have conferences. This year is Friday, June 2nd, and there's some other extraneous stuff going on with part of the conference that I'll ask you about in a few seconds. But my first question for you, Anne, is just give us a little bit of the scenario about what's going on in Alpena right now.
Yeah, absolutely. So Alpena, for those that might not be familiar with us, we are located on nor in Northeast Michigan. So if you hold up your hand, right on Lake Huron, and we also have Thunder Bay River that runs through the heart of our downtown. So Alpena is like the hub of the region, really. We have the biggest population. We have a lot of our services located in our community, and our downtown has been kind of the historic heart since the 1800s, when we were a lumber town. So over the last, I'd say 20 years, but especially in the last 5 years, we've seen a lot of resurgence in our downtown. A lot of new businesses have opened. There's more people relocating to the area that are just kind of exploring our east side of the state. So we've been really busy kind of accommodating all those and trying to into the district, whether it be, writing grants for business expansion, or just connecting property owners with possible business owners to events to design. So, any downtown manager understands all the elements that go into having a strong downtown. And yeah, we've been busy doing that.
Oh, great. I just wanted to ask you a question that kind of prompted by your discussion, and I'm just curious, has the resurgence of vacation home sales impacted your downtown at all?
Yeah, so it's interesting. Our region has seen a lot of growth like outside of the city. So like when you look at Alpena County, a lot of the growth has been in the more like rural areas. So with the pandemic, we've seen a lot of people that previously they might have just, come up here seasonally, but whether they can now work from home or just looking for a different pace of life, they're now living year round. We're lucky that we have a variety of inland lakes that are, one's 10 miles away, one's 30 miles away. And those are really popular for cabins, for cottages. And we're seeing more people live there year round, which is really great because a lot of people, they come into Alpena for our downtown, but we also have Mid-Michigan of like a Meijer, which is a big deal for people in our area. So, it's been great seeing our region grow and people seeing Alpena as kind of the hub of all that activity. Whether it be some of those like bigger resources or just, a downtown that's thriving that has small businesses, restaurants, shops, things like that.
Yeah, and you definitely are also benefited in that you don't really have a large urban urban expansion city nearby as well. So, the whole idea of everybody coming from outward in and looking at the downtown in Alpena as being the spot to do your commerce and meet your friends, it really positions you well for that.
Yeah, I always say, we're a very small town. Our city's population is just under 10,000, but we're the biggest city in the region, and we're the biggest city in northern Michigan, second to Traverse City. So, like, we are the urban area, even though we're a very small town. So it's been really great to kind of share, what's going on in Northeast Michigan because a lot of people travel to the west side of the state. And a lot of people, when they come to Alpena and our downtown specifically, they're just very surprised at what we have to offer. Like our downtown has over 200 businesses. Huron is right in our district too, so we have a lot of assets for sure. That I love spreading the word, and I love people being surprised when they visit, because they just a lot has changed since maybe the 80s when people have visited last.
Yeah, I've only been to Alpena once, and it was probably back in 19, aging myself here tremendously, about
Yeah,
1985, I think it was. So I'm
a few
sure
things
things are
have
much
changed.
different. Yeah. Well, I wanted to turn the conversation more toward the conference now. And normally, we definitely like to encourage our conference attendees to explore the communities where our conferences are held. So I'm curious, Anne, what
places or amenities or things you recommend for conference attendees to visit?
Yeah, so I'll kind of touch with things outside the like immediate downtown area, since I know I'll be talking about the downtown tour later. But if you're planning a longer vacation, definitely check out the beaches in our area. I know early June might be kind of cold, but we're lucky that the city has a lot of public property located on the lake. So there's like a splash pad for kids. There's a lovely pier, walking areas. We have a bike path that runs through the whole city. So that's a really popular thing to do. And then outside of the city itself, there's some really cool historic lighthouses up in Presque Isle. So those are about a 20-minute drive. One, I think, is the tallest lighthouse you can climb in Michigan, and overlooks Lake Huron. So, you know, if you're spending more time and have like a little day trip, that's a lovely area to go to, bring a little picnic. You can rent bikes at a little store. You can bike around, climb the lighthouses. That's really, really popular as well. And then within the downtown area, you know, in addition to the small businesses, we're lucky that we have the first freshwater national marine sanctuary. So there's nearly 200 shipwrecks that are right in our bay that's located in our downtown. And we have a visitor center that's devoted to the maritime history of the area. There's like a replica of a ship that you can go on inside. And there's also a glass bottom boat tour. So you can go out onto the lake, see the shipwrecks, learn about the history here. So that is definitely a huge tourist kind of attraction, because it's just such an interesting history, and people love shipwrecks, whether they've been abandoned, whether they went down in storms. There's all sorts of stories associated with them.
Okay. Sounds like there are plentiful things to do out and about around Alpena. And now I wanted to turn the conversation more toward the conference. I'm going to edit that out. So, Anne, let's talk about the tour that attendees can attend the day before the conference, the evening. So this would be on June 1st. And what might you preview as some of the highlights from that tour?
Yeah, so on the tour, we do have a social district downtown. So that probably will be one of the first stops, is at one of those establishments. Some of the other stops that we'll be making is Red Brick Tap and Barrel. So they're one of our most recent MEDC funded big renovation project. Used to be a dive bar, now is that's super popular. Apartments upstairs, really like the first true market rate in our downtown. So we'll be stopping in there and just kind of talking about that process, and kind of how that's really revitalized our district. And then we're also having a movie theater that's under construction right now that should be open
next week or so.
And it used to be a JCPenney building from the 1930s. And then after that, it was purchased by a movie company, was retrofitted, and then they closed in 2017. And then since then, right after the pandemic, a local developer purchased that building, and then purchased the Historic State Theater, which was also a movie theater, and then also the building across the street that's like a 30,000 square foot antique mall. That's a historic building. So we'll be hearing from his team just about like all the investment going on downtown. We'll go in the movie theater, see some before photos and some after photos, and really highlight, you know, kind of the downtown. You know, the work is never finished. So that's something that's going to be a theme from the tour, is, you know, definitely celebrating the successes we've seen with historic renovation projects. But as you'll see, there's some still really big properties that need some loving care in our downtown. So we'll be talking a little bit about that as well.
Okay. Well, it sounds like development, second D in the DDA, is something that Alpena is really taking to heart. It sounds like there's plenty to see and do and to learn from for coming to the conference. And so we really look forward to seeing you, Anne, on June 1st and 2nd, but also being able to explore Alpena a little bit.
Yeah, we're so excited to host and just show off the things that have been done. You know, I think one takeaway that I think people will realize is like we are very And, you know, right now it's just me as a staff person. Even our budget is really limited, but really showing like how DDAs can help facilitate development and just re-inspire community pride and investment is something that, you know, downtown people get that. That's part of your daily job. But I just hope that's kind of an inspiration of like, you know, you don't need to have a huge organization or a huge budget to really make like huge improvements in your downtown area. So excited to show it off. I'm excited to see, you know, all my colleagues from the MDA. And yeah, just share all the stuff that's going on here.
Okay. Well, thanks again, Anne, for your time, and we will see you soon.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks again.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
You've been listening to In My Downtown, a podcast by the Michigan Downtown Association. We hope you've been inspired to attend the summer workshop in Alpena this June, so you can discover ways to help your downtown have it all. Registration is open now. We look forward to seeing you.